go trying things we didn't.
Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 边边。
So to our beloved listeners, recently we are looking for some new English teachers and some new English hosts. So if you are looking for a job and you are in Qingdao, please apply and be a part of this family.
Yeah, 亲爱的粉丝朋友们，我们一席文化呢在招聘全职的英文老师和英文主播，工作地点呢是在青岛，欢迎大家帮忙推荐或者自荐。
So we previously did an episode about Kanye and his childhood shoes and music.
Yes, 我们之前呢做过一期关于 Kanye 的 podcast, 然后聊过他在中国度过的这个童年呀，然后 his shoes and his music. 那最近呢 Kanye 又在欧美成为了这个热议 trending topic.
Yes, recently everyone has been talking about Kanye West.
Kanye West. 那在西方媒体上呢，目前真的是 everyone has been talking about Kanye West. But not for the good, right?
He has been in the news for not the best of reasons.
这次上新闻热搜呢，可不是什么好原因。For not the best of reasons. 首先呢，是一连串的解约。
In the last 2 weeks, he lost deals with major fashion brands.
Lost deals, 就指丢了单子，或者说丢了生意，或者说丢了合作。
Yes, lost deals.
那康爷这次丢的呢，都是一些比较大的一些时尚品牌，一些 major fashion brands, 都有哪一些呢？
Adidas cut deals with him, and also Gap and other large clothing brands.
Cut deals with him. 那康爷的经纪公司也跟他解约了吗？
Yes, he lost deals with his talent agency and many relationships with the music industry. His music contract company is no longer making music with him.
哦，那他的这个 music industry 音乐事业也是凉凉了。哎，刚才你说这个经纪人公司在英文中叫什么？
Talent agency.
Talent agency. 那经纪人呢？
Agent. You could say, this is my agent, Steven.
Agent. This is my agent, Steven. 这是我的经纪人 Steven. 那经纪人呢就是 agent.哎呀，话说这个康爷怎么就惹成这样了呢？
He made some anti-black and anti-Semitic comments.
So he made some comments. 是什么样的 comments 呢？
He made some anti-black and anti-Semitic or Jewish comments.
Anti-black 或者说 anti-black 就是反黑人的。那以及这个 anti-Semitic 就是 anti-Jewish。反犹太人的，他具体是怎么反的呢？
He blamed Jewish people for his problems and problems within society.
就是好奇怪，就是他觉得一切的问题，就是他的问题以及社会的问题，都是犹太人造成的，不管是他的 his problems 还是 problems within society.
Yeah, he also said he supported larger Jewish-hating world leaders and historical figures.
比如希特勒吗？希特勒不就是一个 Jewish hating world leaders, 憎恨犹太人世界的这么一个领导，同时也是一个 historical figure, 历史人物。
Exactly, yeah. There were even rumors that he thought about naming one of his albums after Hitler.
Wow, that is too much.
Too much, yes. So people are using Kanye as someone they want to align themselves with,in hating Jewish people.
这是什么意思呢？
It means that if they want to hate Jewish people, they will say, oh, I am with Kanye. He agrees with me.
哎，我记得上次我和梅丽做一期节目哈，就聊这个 Paris Fashion Week, 讲到这个康爷在时装周上穿了一件卫衣，然后上面写的 White Lives Matter, 就白人命重要。
Yeah, he also posted on Instagram wearing a White Lives Matter hoodie.
那你讲这个 hoodie 可能很多人不知道是什么哈。
It is like a warm jacket with a hood on top.
Hood 就是那种小帽子，那就是戴帽子的那种卫衣哈，就叫做 hoodie. 啊，美国人特别喜欢穿 hoodies.
Yes.
那他就把穿这件连帽卫衣的照片呢 post 到了他的这个 Instagram 上。
Yes, he posted on Instagram wearing a White Lives Matter.
真的好奇怪，他自己不也是黑人吗？
Yes, exactly why it is so confusing.
而且他为什么痛恨犹太人呢？他是被什么东西洗脑了吗？
He believes in many conspiracy theories that demonize Jewish people.
哎，太好了，你刚才讲到了两个特别特别地道的词汇，而且呢，就是平时我们经常用的词，一个是阴谋论，然后还有一个是妖魔化。你能再把刚才这个句子再说一遍吗？
He believes in manyconspiracy theories that demonize Jewish people.
那这个阴谋论呢就是 conspiracy theories, 然后把什么东西给妖魔化呢就是
demonize, to demonize someone or something.
Demon 其实就是魔鬼对吧，然后呢后面加一个 ize, 就是把它变成一个动词 demonize, 就把什么东西给妖魔化了。也就是说他是被一些把犹太人妖魔化的阴谋论给洗脑了。
One of his tweets said, go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people.
Kanye 的这条 tweet 当中提到的这个 DEFCON 3, 其实是一个军事术语对吧？
Yeah, it means select forces that are ready to deploy where needed in 15 minutes, very quickly.
他的意思就是说一些犹太人要攻击他，所以呢他已经准备好在15分钟之内进行回击。
Yes, he is ready to fight them even though they are not threatening him.
他这样讲话没有被 Twitter 给禁言吗？ Was he suspended from Twitter?
Yes, he was originally suspended from Twitter, but was allowed back on after Elon Musk bought Twitter recently.
对，马斯克好像跟他是好朋友哈。但是呢 after this tweet, 他又被禁言了。
Yes, he has been suspended again.
并且呢又迎来了各种品牌合作的一个切断哈，关于他的报道真的是充满了，比如说这个 his ties with 什么品牌 were
severed.
或者说 cut ties, 就是终止合作。
His clothing line was pulled from Gap stores, and his ties with Adidas were severed, which is a major distributor of his sneakers Yeezys, and made Kanye lose $1.5 billion.
Wow.
And Adidas's decision to cut ties with Kanye cost them $246 million this year.
That's harsh. 这个康业应该不会在这个福布斯富豪榜上了吧？ Is he still on the list?
No, he is no longer on the Forbes billionaire list, with his new net worth dropping to $400 million. But
wow.
I don't feel very bad for him. That's still a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
But most major brands that sold his shoes are no longer selling them, and he was even kicked out of his bank.
Wow, 而且之前呢这个康也跟这个卡戴珊离婚之后好像他还会经常上网然后恐吓前妻的新男友。
Yeah, he recently got divorced from Kim Kardashian, and frequently went online to hate on her new boyfriend and make threats to him.
To hate on her new boyfriend and make threats to him. 康也为什么表现这么极端呢？
He is known for saying extreme things and acting erratic.
我知道他喜欢 saying extreme things, 说一些很极端的话。What about acting erratic? 行为古怪呢？这个怎么讲呢？
Well, in 2009, I don't know if you remember, but he walked on stage while Taylor Swift was accepting an award and said Beyonce should have won it.
Wow, Taylor Swift was accepting an award. 在台上领奖，然后康也冲上来说 Beyonce should have won it. 得这个奖的应该是 Beyonce. 这是2009年吗？
Yes.
Wow, he did act erratic.
Yes, and this is not the first time this kind of behavior has been seen from him.
好像你们美国那边很多人说他是 bipolar.
Yes, he would say that he has bipolar disorder.
Bipolar disorder 是什么意思呢？
This means you can have very extreme emotions, sometimes very happy, sometimes very sad, and people don't know what your personality or mood will be like.
Bipolar disorder 就是躁郁症。其实这个康也有很多比较典型的一些形象哈，比如说他好像喜欢戴一个小帽子，然后上面写的振兴美国。
Yes, he often wore Make America Great Again hats and was close friends with Donald Trump.
好奇怪，就是想想他戴个小帽子，然后上面写的 Make America Great Again, 振兴美国，然后还跟 Donald Trump 是好朋友，真是 it's kind of funny.
Yes, he is a very controversial person.
非常受争议的人物 he's a very controversial person.
Very controversial.
那美国人具体都是怎么看他的呢？ What do Americans think of Kanye?
Kanye is a very mixed character. You either will love him or hate him.
Very mixed, 很复杂。
But more recently, he has created even more enemies.
Definitely, I can't imagine why. 那他的粉丝们呢? What about his fans? Do they still love him?
Some of the fans decided that they are done with him and he is too much, but other fans today decided to launch a fundraiser to make him a billionaire again.
Wow, 他有一些粉丝们呢正在着力 launch a fundraiser, 然后发起这个募捐活动来帮助他 make him a billionaire again. 大家可以到我们的公众号一席文化的本篇推送当中呢查看相关的截图。
Some people say it is unfair that so many brands have cut ties with him, but not many of the maybe problematic white people in Hollywood.
还有人为他鸣不平哈，因为 many brands have cut ties with him, 而不是好莱坞其他有问题的白人明星。Not many of the problematic white people in Hollywood. 真的好魔幻呀，就没有人出来反对他吗？
Many people are comparing his downfall with the success of Taylor Swift.
那我们来看一个留言吧，一个美国网友的留言，他是怎么说的？
It said, in the world of Kanye's, be Taylor Swift. or Pink, or Billy Joel, or Barbara Streisand, or Lee Snyder, or Neil Diamond, just don't be Kanye.
做谁都行，但是呢，不要做康爷。
Exactly.
为什么他说 in a world of Kanye's?
This is a common saying, like in a world of white things, be a pink flower. Just means in a world where there is a lot of this, be something else.
就是说在充满 Kanye 的这么一个世界里面去做一个别的 be Taylor Swift.成为一个骂人的话了哈，这也就是说 Kanye the name has become a insult.
Exactly. Most people I talk to do not think he is a very good person.
Yeah.
There was also a post made by Josh Gad.
这个人我知道他，他在《冰雪奇缘》Frozen 这个电影当中呢是给一个角色配音。
Yeah, he plays Olaf in Frozen and he is Jewish and wrote a post on Instagram.
他也是犹太人哈。那么他呢刚刚就这个康也的这个事情呢 wrote a post, 比较长，我们发到了公众号一席文化的本篇推送当中。那节目里呢我们就提他的 post 里面比较重要的一句话。
His mental illness is not an excuse for his neo-Nazi propaganda.
It's true. His mental illness is not an excuse. 精神疾病呢，绝对不是康也的一个借口。
Most people very much do not like him or approve of what he says.
在美国呢，大多数人还是 do not like him or approve of what he says.
Yeah, which is hard to believe because he was so popular and still has many committed fans, but it shows how quickly people can turn against you.
Yeah, exactly. 而且是因为他做的这个事情以及说的这个话的确是太极端了哈。
Exactly. It's just too much.
Just too much. 我们在中国有一句话叫群众的眼睛是雪亮的。
This is perfect for this situation.
Exactly. 那好，我们今天的节目呢就做到这里。
欢迎大家留言、点赞以及转发。
另外呢我们在节目当中已经告诉大家了一席文化呢在招聘英文的人才工作地点呢是在美丽的海滨城市青岛欢迎加入我们和主播们一起教英文一起录节目
Yes, we would love to have you join us and make new interesting episodes and teach some good English.
Yeah, so until next time, this is Pimpin.
And this is Sayla.
Bye.